Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore could soon be entitled to more lavish perks, including an office of 22 staff. Her proposed new entitlements policy for the City of Sydney would see Clover Moore allowed nearly as many staff as the Premier of New South Wales. Ratepayers would also have to foot the bill for first-class train travel, free mobile phones, and $3,000 worth of refreshments for councillors to stock their fridges. The policy will be debated next week, and one person who's squarely against the change is Christine Forster, the Liberal councillor for the City of Sydney. She's on the line. Councillor, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben.
Why does the Lord Mayor of Sydney need a staff of 22, nearly as many as the New South Wales Premier?
More than twice as many as the Deputy Premier, Ben. You have to ask yourself that question, don't you? I mean, you know, she's a full-time politician. She's been in the job for 12 years. You'd think she should be able to do it in her sleep, really. But apparently she needs 22 people written into the policy, the expenses policy, she absolutely has to have up to 22 to support her in her role.
What kind of roles would these 22 staff members be carrying out?
A lot of media. The Lord Mayor is a relentless self-publicist. You never get any, if you live in the City of Sydney, every single newsletter, every single piece of paper that the council sends you and puts under the door has advertising for the Lord Mayor on it. So there's a lot of media. There's a lot of, policy people to keep her up to speed on policy issues, although she rarely puts out a policy. I fought an election campaign against the Lord Mayor last year and she didn't put out a single policy, I don't think. But there's a lot of people handling that for her. She's got a couple of people, as I understand it, handling her diary. There's more people than you can shake a stick at.
$3,000 worth of refreshments for councillors to stock their fridges. What are you having in the fridge?
There's not much in my fridge, but we do have an allowance for councillors to entertain community members, and that's an allowance that each councillor gets, $3,000 a year. I don't think I've ever used all of my allowance, but I do on occasion have community representatives come to the office and you offer them a glass of water, usually sparkling water out of the fridge. But, that's there for councillors.
Understood.
I think that's a legitimate expense.
And the Lord Mayor is allowed a chauffeur-driven car as well. How's it going to go down next week when the issue of 22 staff for the Lord Mayor is debated?
Well, certainly I'll be opposing this, Ben. You're right. She's got a 24-hour-a-day chauffeur-driven car at her disposal, which for somebody who wants to get everybody else in Sydney out of their cars is ironic, to say the least. But, so I'll be opposing this policy next week. I think it's excessive. It's an exorbitantly expensive office. It's budgeted to cost the ratepayers $40 million over the next 10 years. That's a lot of money on a lot of staff that I don't think the Lord Mayor needs.
Unbelievable. We'll have a look what happens next week. Thanks, Christine.
Thanks, Ben.
Christine Forster, who's a dose of common sense in there at Town Hall. 22 staff members, similar to the New South Wales Premier. Double that of the Deputy New South Wales Premier. Come on, Clover. Do you really need that?